coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your bad parenting couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, April 23rd, 2018.
And this is episode 234.
Woo!
How you doing, bad parent number one?
I'm doing great. How are you, bad parent number two?
I am doing mighty fine.
Because if you ask our toddlers, we are the worst.
The worst.
The worst.
So, we picked them up from school today. We're just jumping right into it.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just going to jump right into it just right now.
Mm-hmm.
Picked them up from school today. They had a great day at school. You know, I don't know what happened. We got home, and it was like, they were like, turned up for what?
Yeah.
I mean, like, running around in the living room.
Pushing, shoving, hitting.
Pushing, shoving, hitting. Putting items in their mouth, and daring the other one to yank it out of their mouth. You know, it's kind of like, okay, we pulling teeth today? You know? And then, you know, you tell them, hey, Zoe, will you go sit down? No. Looked me dead in my face and said no.
You were not happy.
I was not happy.
I had to be like, babe.
I caught myself. Cause I did reach out and touch her. I didn't hit her. I brought her close to me.
I brought her close to me.
If you look in the video, I brought her close to me and I said, sit down. Then I let go.
That scared me.
It was pretty quick too, wasn't it?
You snatched her up really quick.
I did snatch her up pretty quick.
Jay's angry daddy. I remember the first time I heard his angry daddy when we were dating, and he got angry dad at his kids. I was scared shitless. I was like, it's so scary. It totally is.
Yeah. So I was just like, what is going on? I'm just kind of like, dude, guys, really? Come on. And it was just, oh my God. It was just so horrible. So horrible. All right. So, kicked into that little story about bad parenting. Valentavern, what is up? You guys been patient
Valentavern.
With us?
Valentavern.
Yeah, you've been patient with us for the past 20 minutes because we ran into some issues until OBS saw Renee's nice booty and decided to freeze up on it.
Oh, hold up.
As JK said, the camera saw that booty and said, I gotta catch this action.
Too much ass for it. But I'll tell you who we have in there, though.
Who we got with us
we
today?
We have Muhogan and Zabi. just saying your all's names makes me cry.
Yep.
We'll talk about that. Shazno.
Do we have to?
No, we don't have to.
We will.
We will, though. Shazno Streams is here.
And his lovely wife is watching also.
Hi.
Miss Shazno.
Miss Shaz. Mrs. Shaz. Mrs. Streams.
Mrs. Streams.
Slum Duggins.
Yep.
Is here. And, because Slum Duggins, that's...
No, Slum Duggins is out in Colorado.
Damn.
He came and visited.
Okay.
And remember I showed you the picture this weekend of him and his lovely new bride?
Yes.
Yeah, they got married on Saturday.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so congratulations to them.
Oh, and JK's here too. Did you see the picture of JK's daughter going to prom? Was that his daughter? That's not your daughter, is it? I thought you had a daughter.
What?
No, wait. That's a... What?
JK's daughter?
No, not JK's daughter.
JK has kids?
No. No, it was... He was tagged in it. Okay, he doesn't have a daughter. I thought he had a secret daughter or something.
You know, he is a man of mysteries.
He is.
And it wouldn't surprise me if he did have a daughter, and I'm just finding out. Because he's sneaky.
So now I got to look and see.
I'm telling you.
He is sneaky.
but I love him.
You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, so yeah, it's been an interesting weekend.
Yes.
Been an interesting weekend, been an interesting week. So one of the things to kind of start off the week is, you know, we kind of talked about it a little bit a couple of shows back when we were talking about me getting back on the saddle of of consuming less,
getting back into it,
and you know, with everything that was going on, just doing my healthy options and stuff like that. So we started on it.
We did.
So what happened? The reunion, Renee's high school reunion, we went to, and before that, we found out that my doctor, my bariatric surgeon, who did my lap band surgery, is married to a classmate of Renee's, and it was really interesting and everything. And I was kind of like, yo, and we saw him at the reunion and everything. And I was like, this was, had mom passed? Yeah, mom had already passed.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I was like, yo, Al, I gained some weight back. I know you're not working now. I'm going to come by and see you. And she was like, okay. I mean, she's real chill, really chill. And then time went on about 6 months. About a month ago, we were at Costco. And I was like, it wasn't a good day that day, because I was like in this fog.
Right.
And I saw this lady in front of me. She was kind of like, we're in the cash, in the checkout line.
Right.
And she comes up to me, like literally to my face, and was like, you know, kind of like,
you didn't even recognize,
like,
who
she
was at
first. And I was like, oh, hey, oh, doctors. You know, and I was like, yo, what's going on? I saw her again, and we hugged and everything. And I was like, I really got to get to see you. And she was like, well, we're there for you always. And
aww,
they're extremely supportive. And so Renee and I were talking. It was one night. And I just like, you know what? I just need to go ahead and schedule this appointment, quit putting it off. So I went ahead and scheduled the appointment to see doctor, see the doctor and the whole staff. Because I was like, I may have done some damage.
Right.
I was a little concerned because I was like, I was off the chain.
Is that kind of why you were putting it off? Because you were afraid you
would... Part of me was like, because I hear people saying, oh, I got to get revision surgery. You know, I got to take the lap band out and get a sleeve now.
Right.
You know, and I was like, man, maybe I've done some damage, da-da-da-da. And so I went to go see her. You know, I walked in and her PA came out. And she was like, well, look what the cat drug in, you know. And, like, everybody remembered me when I walked in.
Yeah, well, everybody always remembers you.
Yeah. And so I go in and I weigh. And I was kind of like, okay. And then I sit down and they ask you these questions, you know. They always ask. It's like, you know, are you snacking in between meals? Are you doing exercise? So it was kind of like, are you snacking in between meals? I was like, sure am. are you doing exercise? Nope. Are you drinking while you're eating? Yeah, sometimes I do. You know, sometimes I don't. She's like, are you eating healthy portions? I'm like, nah, no. You know.
And I love how honest you were,
like,
to all the questions.
Look, I gained weight. If I was doing what I was supposed to be doing, and I wouldn't have to answer these questions and lie.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, nope. And so we go back and I was like, glad to see you. You know, she was like, we're always here and everything. That's from the PA.
Right.
And she was like, don't feel embarrassed not to come. You know what I'm saying? And I was just kind of like, yo, I know. You know, I was just in a spot. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Emotionally, you know, spiritually or whatever. I was just in a spot.
Right.
And so I go back. Dr. Sweeney comes in. We hug and we just catch up and everything. Like, you know, last time I saw her, so it had been over 18 months since I saw her. So it's been almost 2 years since I seen her.
Right.
And so she comes in and we're talking and everything. And I kind of give her a rundown and everything. She's like, well, good news is, because when I would eat and if I didn't chew everything up half the way I was supposed to, of course, it would come back up.
Right.
Right. So she was like, your lap band's still working. You haven't done any damage. Mm-hmm. She's like, but I think you have room for another CC, so we're going to put a CC in today. And I was like, well, damn. I wasn't expecting to come in.
Really?
Yeah.
What were you expecting? I thought
it was going to be like, that. Go see the dietitian, which I go see her on Wednesday. I thought it was going to be a thing like, go see the dietitian, and then we'll get back on track. But she was like, I think we have room for you to get back on it, you know? And she was like, just know the kickstart you had from the surgery
right. Is
not going to come off that way this time.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's understandable, you know? And it's all about trying to be healthy for you and my kids and being here for a long time, mm-hmm. for a longer time. And so I get up on the, a CC is the amount of liquid. So one CC of saline went into my lap band,
right.
Is what it is. So, so like right now, I think my lap band can hold 14 CCs. Mm-hmm. So,
how many is in there now?
Total? I don't even know. I think maybe 12.
Okay.
I think 12 CCs is in there now. Mm-hmm. So it's tightening the funnel. It's making that funnel. So let's say this is my stomach. Okay. So my stomach is like size of a football. Let's just say size mm-hmm. of football. So think of a flat
small football.
Yeah, football or a small football. Think of
one of the little Nerf ones.
Think of a flat football. So let's say you take a rope and you put a rope around like the one-third top of the football.
Right.
And you tie it real tight to make it into a funnel, and basically you pour water or food up in the top part, and it just drips food into the bottom part. And so what that does is it makes me feel full, mm-hmm. Which it does now.
Right.
I can eat 6 shrimp and be like, ugh, I'm stuck.
But I'm sure you miss taking mouthfuls of food.
Since I've had a lap band, I've missed taking like big bites of stuff and just
chewing
halfway
on
chewing
it,
it yeah. and swallowing it. Like, oh, yeah.
But that is no more.
It's no more. So I lay up on the table. She pulls out the 3-inch needle with the big old diameter on it so it can go through this little, through my abdomen mm-hmm. into this port mm-hmm. that they put it in.
No way.
And so, you know, I'm still talking to her because, you know, I don't like needles, but it's whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm just sitting there talking and she's like, oh, I'm having a hard time finding it. I was like.
You're like, no.
I was
please.
Like, oh, great. She's having a hard time finding it. Great, great. So she finally finds it. She puts it in and then she's like, here, drink this water. Because I have to drink the water. Make right. sure I can keep it down before I leave. Make sure it's not too tight.
Right.
And then she's like, all right, so you're going to be on a liquid diet for 48 hours.
But it was only 48 hours.
Right, right. And I did fine. I mean, like right now, I'm almost on a liquid diet now because I only eat one solid meal now.
Right.
And the rest of it is because I'm just kind of like, eh. You know, I'm just drinking my protein stuff because I'm not really hungry now. But I had to get my protein and everything else and whatnot. So, but I wasn't prepared because I had to go to work after I left there.
So
I was like, shit, what am I going to eat for dinner? You know, so I went up to the front store and got some mixed drinks and stuff like that had protein in them and stuff. So I did a bunch of that and everything. So all in all, just long story, a good 10-minute story of I'm back on the saddle, you know, of, doing what I should have been doing a long time ago, but which I did, but you know, I made a choice to stop for a bit, you know. So
I'm really proud of you.
I'm proud of you too, babe.
Oh, what did I? Yeah.
Yeah, I am. And then also just kind of a heads up, you know, if you come into Louisville for Derby or anything like that, make sure you get your hepatitis A shot.
Please.
So apparently. This shit is crazy. There is a hepatitis A epidemic.
It's bad.
In Kentucky.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it depends on what you think is bad. Like 1-2% of the population is considered an outbreak.
800 cases in Kentucky is a lot. Deidre was like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Yeah. So, if you come to Louisville, if you come to Kentucky, just get your Hep A shot. You need to get it done, you know, 2 weeks, and then get your second one 6 months later, you know. So it's just nasty. Nasty as hell.
Yeah.
And like some of these people are like working at the damn fast food restaurants or the Kroger. They're working at the Kroger.
Oh, you sounded like a little old man.
Kroger? They're working at the Kroger over there down on Popular Level. You know. But nah, so people in Louisville, wash your damn hands, because that's the big part. Just wash your damn hands. I mean,
it's like I don't understand who goes to the bathroom and doesn't wash.
Oh, I have a list.
Their damn
at
hands.
Work. I have a list.
It's gross.
Work. I have a list of work of guys that just walk out.
It is nasty.
And don't wash their damn hands.
Why don't you wash your fucking hands? I don't touch anything. Yeah, wash your damn hands.
Right. Right. Well, the cool part is they are requiring Hep A shots for the public schools. So by August of 2018, all kids have to have Hep A shots.
Yeah, they're making it mandatory.
It's mandatory. So just know if your kids are going to school. And also, I mean, Maya and Zoe have their Hep A shot now. I mean, they get a third one.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're younger. But then I also get, you know, we're going this week to get ours. I got one in 2002 for when I went to China.
Right.
And they say they last 20 to 30 years. But I'm going to see if I can go get, you know, if I can go ahead and get it again. Because if it doesn't hurt anything, I'll go get it again. Because, be honest, I ain't trying to deal with no Hep A shit, you know. And then
I
also... A big shout out to Ryan. Today's her birthday.
Happy birthday, Ray.
Yep. And then Kyle had a birthday also recently.
Mm-hmm. Man, love how they're so close together.
I know. And Nicole Spag had a birthday.
It's birthday season.
Jessica Emil had a birthday.
Birthday season.
Man, I'm just telling you. This birthday is all around. And speaking of Ryan and them. We got word that our good friends and family of the show and of our life and in our lives. I'm just getting this out of the way so we can just move on.
Yes.
Mulhogan and Zobby, they'll be moving to Colorado in the next month.
Yeah.
You know? Which is more like in the next less than a month.
Yeah. I am so conflicted about this. On one hand, yay, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
On the other hand, they're going to be so far away.
Yeah, they're going to be so far away. They're going to be so far away.
So I'm very conflicted.
So
it's weird being happy and sad at the same time.
So I'm happy. I am happy for them. And they are our friends that they're like our closest friends that are close, you know? Mm-hmm. And by close, I mean like 3 hours, right? And so one of the things that I hope doesn't happen, you know,
right.
One of the things that has happened with people I was close to at work where they moved, some of them moved to Colorado.
Colorado's a popular spot.
And they were here in Louisville, like, Chris. Her and her family moved to Colorado, remember?
Mm-hmm.
We were real close. And then it just happens when Nate lived here and then he moved to Texas. We were like, oh, yo, we're going to stay in touch. Da, 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 da. But what happens is, and it's not a negative thing. It just happens. It's just something that happens with life where it's like you get to the new spot, because this happened to me when I moved to Nebraska. You get to your new spot, you're trying to settle in, mm-hmm. you're trying to make new friends, and you're trying to just find your place there, and you end up just, you know, not growing distant, but those relationships where it's kind of like interaction just kind of just dies down,
right?
Because you're having these other things going on that are around you, and that's just part of life, you know, and that's just kind of what it is,
right?
And right. You know, you can't.
That's just life. It's life.
I mean, that's just a different chapter, and that's fine.
Yeah,
you know,
it is. I know, and thankfully, you know, there are ways to stay in touch with people that wouldn't have normally been around back in the day. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I mean, even like, you know, just, I mean, that relationship will always be there, where if we hadn't talked for a long time, we'd come back together, it'd be like we just talked the other day. So that's the good part. And that's the happy part about it, you know, thinking about it. Well, not the happy part. I mean, it's all happy, mm-hmm. but it's just, you know, one of those things where it's kind of like, eh.
I'm excited to see what, you know, what's coming for them.
And, right.
You know, the changes, and I want to hear about, do you like it? You know, all that stuff. So
right.
So good travels to,
yeah, safe travels,
the Mu and Zabi family.
Yep. They Colorado is going to just be that more awesome.
Yep.
And I know I spent my time in the Midwest for almost 7 years. Well, for 7 years. And I've been that far from my family here in North Carolina and in Atlanta. And it was kind of rough a little mm-hmm. bit. That was one of the reasons why I wanted to move back closer east, was because, you know, my family's within driving distance of me, and it just made it real awkward it made it really hard to visit my family when I was in Nebraska, you know.
Right.
And, you know, it was like, it was just really hard. And I don't think that's something that I can do again, personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with my older kids being in Atlanta, my grandmother, I mean, she's almost 90. My dad, you know, 60. I mean, you know, and your dad and your family being here, like, we just had a niece born. This will be my first niece that will be within visiting range of me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it would be hard for me to leave that, because I missed that. My other nieces and nephews, I missed them growing up because right. I was in Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of regret that a little bit. I love them to death. They love me to death. But I did miss a lot. I missed graduations. I remember when I wasn't able to go to my grandparents' funeral because I couldn't get back. And, you know, I wasn't trying to do a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
We didn't have GoFundMe back then.
Yeah.
but I wasn't trying to ask people for help, you know. And it was just one of those things where it puts you in a situation where you're like having to tell your family, I'm sorry, I can't make it. You know, and it makes it really hard. And anyway, so speaking of Denver, Colorado, and the Midwest, I am drinking some High West tonight. Yippee-ki-yay. And American Prairie Bourbon. This is the distillery that is in Utah that I got to go visit. It's up in Park City, Utah. And I'm drinking that tonight. They don't have great bourbon in Colorado. They do. I would have to stock up.
Yeah,
I would have to stock up and be like, oh man, all my great bourbons, you know. But yeah. All right, so we talked about the Moors moving. Congratulations to them. And congratulations to Slum Duggan and his lovely wife. And what's the next topic, baby?
Gardening. We did some gardening.
Oh yeah, this okay. weekend.
My garden looked a mess. Jay broke up the earth a while back.
Right.
But weeds were taking over. The ground was all cracked and hard. And I was like, dude, right. I've got to get in there because I'm determined to make it look pretty this time. So I went in there. We did the entire garden. Just, I was going at it. And right. Jay,
you were.
And Jay was like, you know what? I'm going to get in it too. And he vacuumed the lawn. He mowed the lawn.
I did vacuum the lawn. I vacuumed leaves
and
up.
And pulled up all the daggone bushes.
Yep, I put up a lot of... So
Jay was tired of it.
So we got these bushes around the tree.
They're very fast-growing bushes.
They grow fast, and they were irritating. They've been irritating me for the last 2 years. And I said, you know what? I took my hacksaw out there and was like, I'm cutting all these down. So I'm just pulling all these, sawing through it and pulling it all out. I'm just like, get them out of here. And it was around the mailbox. I'm just like, mm-hmm. You don't even have to put flowers there. Just put some mulch around it. I'm fine. But I am tired of seeing these damn bushes around these damn trees.
We could put a garden gnome in it.
They put a garden gnome. I don't care. I just don't want to see them damn bushes anymore.
Yeah.
Any longer. No more.
And the twins were quote unquote helping.
Oh, they did great.
They kept bringing me quote unquote treasure, which is basically just little clumps of dirt.
That's
or
awesome.
Little pieces of plant.
The the best part was when the earthworm came out.
Yes.
And they were like, and I was like, ooh, it's an earthworm, girl. It's like, that's letting us know that our dirt is good. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's finding for food. And they just sat there and watched it. I said that because I didn't want them to freak out. you know how they'll freak out when it's a bug or something.
Yeah. So I'm excited. Probably next weekend, I would like to go get some flowers. And the girls can help me pick out some that they'll like. And then Jay got me another game because Jay likes to get me games that I never finish, as he has said.
Yep.
He got Dad of War because he wanted me. Oh, wait. Sorry.
It's not Dad of War.
No. Well, you know, it should be God of War. Because it really is Dad of War.
So, boy.
Boy. What? Silence.
Yes.
No.
Don't fire until I tell you to.
No.
Why you do that?
Basically, it's Kratos.
You're not ready.
And he's exactly what you would picture Kratos as a dad would be.
Man, he's like the Hulk with a kid.
He's a little scary.
Because he's just like.
And he's a little scary.
Oh man, and I think he hasn't had the kid around people.
Yes.
Because I don't think the kid understands who's with. Yeah. Who he's with.
Like, yo, daddy is half god, is a demigod. But you know, it's one of those things I hope I get to finish.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I play it in bits and parts because that's what you got to do when you have kids.
And so how does it feel playing God of War on this one and it not being your traditional God of War hack and slash?
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm terrible at games still, but I'm making it through.
Yeah.
But I have fun with it. If you give me a timed race, mm-hmm. I will like cuss the game out.
Right.
But everything else I can kind of handle.
Yeah, I like watching Renee play. You know, I like to give her tips every now and
then. Go! What are you doing?
It's but then I was like, wait a minute.
You get kind of mean with it, though.
Do I?
A little bit.
Okay.
What are you doing? I'm like...
But then I realized that you weren't doing the locked target. Because
I didn't know
what it was. So you know what locked target is. And I was going to say that. Was that... I like giving Renee tips where it's kind of like, is there a lock target option? And she was like, oh, yeah, it is. It's R3. And then, boom, it was like, there we go. Renee was on it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like the sideline parent coach, I guess. Mm. Coaching parent.
Yes.
Coaches don't like. And then also, man, what a crazy weekend for Waffle House.
Waffle House, I don't know if it's a... If it's when a story gets called attention to, people try to hook up other stories along with it.
I don't know, man.
If it's that or not.
No,
but
this Waffle House incident happened the same happened the same night, I believe.
But would you have heard about it if it wasn't for...
Probably.
Maybe, probably.
Well, so basically when I saw it, I searched for Waffle House news what I did. So that's how I saw it. So apparently, two stories in north of Mobile, Alabama, there was an arrest of some cops did an arrest on a lady, and they kind of, her breasts were exposed when they were trying to tackle her down. Mm-hmm. Because she was up, she went to call corporate about some plastic utensils or something like that. And because she got plastic utensils and was like, I don't think this is the way it works. And the cops were there. I don't think the people even called the cops on her. But the cops, you know, they was like, she was like, what you doing with my arm? He's like, I'm going to break your arm, you know.
Yeah, it's like.
And then like.
There has to be a better way.
Then they wrestled her. They wrestled her to the ground. Wrestled her to the ground, and you know, her top came off, and it was just a crazy ass situation there. It was, it was just,
and then,
just crazy.
I mean, I'm sure everybody's heard about the shooter in Nashville who killed four people in a Waffle House and injured others. And I'll tell you one thing that was kind of refreshing about the dude that ended up tackling him.
What's that?
Well, he said, I didn't do it to save other people. I was being selfish. I was doing it to save me.
Right.
Other people just happened to be saved too.
Yeah.
But he's still a hero, even though he wasn't trying to be. He just,
right.
You know,
he was like, he wanted to go, he wanted his daughter to see him again.
He wanted to go, he wanted to be able to see his daughter. So.
And, you know, just took a lot of, you know, it was courage and survival. And it also, you know, a lot of people, there are a lot of times where for every situation that happens like this, they'll say, you know, if someone was armed,
mm-hmm.
you know, and before I go into that, I am pro, you know, you should have your guns. Within reason, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's fine to protect yourself. And if you conceal carry, the thing that I have a problem with is that when you go around talking about, I conceal carry. You know, what's the point of having concealed carry if you tell everybody that you conceal carry?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the point is that no one knows you conceal carry.
Yeah.
You know.
But then some people, like if you wanted people to know you were carrying, you wouldn't conceal.
Right. So saying all that, I mean, I'm glad that he was able to stop him and everything. And it was, you know, and they end up finding the guy. He was within the mile of the Waffle House. I guess he was in the woods or something. And this guy had some history of mental issues,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it was just kind of nuts. Also, let me tell you guys. Did you have anything else on that?
No.
Let me tell you all. Funko Pop, man.
Funko Pop is...
They're catching on to something. So, I went to go get Renee God of War. And I came across this Funko Fop here.
Fop? I like Funko. Funko Fop.
Funko Fop.
That's great.
This is going to be my China knockoff.
Funko Fop.
Yes, this is Lando Calrissian from the Solo movie.
Right.
You know, by Donald Glover. But yeah, I had to pick this up because it is cool as hell. And... come to find out, Funko Pop is putting out a Coming to America one also. I was just kind of like, what? This is crazy. And a lot of people, if you look over my shoulder, you know, I got Run DMC up there, Public Enemy up there also. I got Homeboy. Who's Homeboy from Walking Dead? Tyrone?
Tyrese. Funko Pop, I actually read an article about somebody who had hundreds of them,
mm-hmm.
and then he realized they're pretty much almost the same thing.
They are the same thing. Yeah.
And you should only get ones that really, really want. Otherwise, you have a ton that you don't really care
about. Like I have the Lando. I have this rare Reinhardt. because this is a rare one that was at Best Buy because he doesn't have his helmet on. And even this one's even different than normal.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, he has the big eyes and everything else, but he's also wielding his hammer and everything.
So, I mean, I think they're still cute. They all have the same type body, same type head, just little the different textures. But, you know, it's still cute.
So, I mean, yeah, don't go get all of them. I mean, I'm not going to get all of them. I'm going to get the ones that I like that speak to me. Like, there's a rare Black Panther one that I want. That I think it's a Target exclusive. I think it's number 273. I got to look it up. But that's the Black Panther I want. You know, I've come across a few of them. But I'm like, nope. So, I'll eventually find it. Or if I don't, it's okay. It's definitely okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. And so, how did we hear about this Nice for What song? Were we reading an article about this video? Oh, no, we were talking about...
It was on...
BTG. No, we were talking about BTG Podcast is what I was talking about.
Okay.
And then someone had put up, which is BTG for President. It's one of the... From the Support Your Own, you know, one of the black podcasters out there.
Right.
And he was talking about... light-skinned Negroes are killing it. You know, he's talking about Cardi B.
Yeah.
He was talking about Drake.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone had put up a meme or said that only Drake can make a hit better than Lauryn Hill by using Lauryn Hill samples or something like that. Or something to that thing. It was really funny. And I was like, okay, what is this song that everybody keeps talking about that Drake has put out? You know, and come to find out, it's a song called Nice for What. And it is a anthem for the ladies, for the strong ladies that are strong out there in our lives and stuff like that. So we were reading we were listening to Nice for What. It's catchy. Your typical Drake song. Killing it. The video. The
video's great.
The video is amazing.
It's just one of those songs you can't stop listening to.
Right.
The videos have some amazing, strong
right.
women. And yeah, I said amazing twice. But I turned my nose up at Drake, but I like a lot of Drake's songs, but right. I still turn my nose up at Drake.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't.
Yeah, and then we're talking this morning about that Sprite or Spark commercial.
The Spark Sprite that Drake's in. We used to go to the movies all the time before the girls were born. Mm. We would see that ad in the movie theater.
Last
like,
name ever. First name greatest.
I was like, why do they keep showing this random dude?
I'm like, who is this dude, man? He is so fucking irritating.
Yeah.
I don't
come
like
to
him.
Find out. It was Drake.
And I was like, who's Drake?
Before, yeah. We didn't know who Drake was.
I feel like an old person.
I was old. But this was like 4 years ago.
Right.
People.
Right.
So it wasn't like last
No, it was
week.
6 years ago.
6 years ago.
Yeah, it's like
so
2000.
It wasn't like he was
11.
Like
yeah,
extra famous.
Yeah.
Hotline Bling wasn't
Yeah,
out
because
yet.
His album hadn't came out yet with him with the side view of the drawing where it was kind of like a Prince one or something like that. Where he kind of, you know, anyway. But yeah, because I remember that album came out. That came out right before the girls were born because I was listening to it then.
Right.
But, and when I would listen to it, I would always say, you're that Sprite dude that I hated so much. You know?
Like, that's who you are.
That's who you are. You will always be. But you popping right now.
You always, yeah.
And one of the ladies in the video that Renee and I were reading about, because we were looking at all the ladies that were in the video, like a huge amount of ladies. Tiffany Haddish.
Yes.
Man.
Her Tiffany, humor is right up my alley. I want to drink with her.
Tiffany Haddish is amazing. I put a video, an interview, or there was an interview that I was looking at. And it was pretty good. Hold on, babe. Ooh, yeah.
Jodeci
is in the house.
Ooh, yeah. I still see Jodeci. I still see it. Like, I glance and I see Jodeci. It's all I see.
Jodeci has arrived into the Valen Tavern.
Hey, Jodeci.
Ooh, yeah. What's going on? Said the only Drake he deals with is at the summit. I even haven't been to the Drake at the summit because I hear it's just kind of crazy. I don't think it's my kind of scene.
You got to stand up a lot, and I ain't with that.
And I hear it's loud. I think that I don't know.
That's for young people.
I'm just like, that makes me really feel old. That makes me really feel old because I'm like, I don't want to go up there because I know it's going to be loud and it's just going to be annoying. Mm-hmm. Tiffany Haddish is amazing. Her humor is the kind of humor that Renee and I love.
That dry humor. Yeah. I love dry humor. And it is the best.
And then she was like, when she was talking, one of her friends were asking her, why was she carrying a knockoff Michael Kors.
Yeah, it was something.
A knockoff designer purse.
Yeah.
Why are you rocking that? And she was like, because I'm not going to buy a $300 purse if I can't put $300 in it. And she's like, if I'm going to buy a $300 purse, I better have $300 in it because that's just not how how
like,
it goes.
She's not going to take, like, yeah, she has some popularity, but she's not going to go blow it all on expensive clothes and anything like that.
Right. And then she talks about that dress she had to buy that she was trying to up her status as an actress.
Right.
And her design, stylist was like, here's the dress for you. She's like, doesn't matter the cost. And then when she told her the price of it, I mean, even in the video, I mean, she could have been putting on the video, but she wanted to cry about how much it costs. You know,
I would too.
Yeah.
That dress.
Oh, Jody said that the summit Drake is Cougar Drake.
And then that's definitely Jay's.
That means Drake's. That's my place.
That's now we will be at Drake's like all the time for every date that we have.
Oh, Jay will be like, hey, let's yeah. Get a drink at Drake's. and speaking of Drake, they did Renee and I, we've been watching Atlanta on FX, and they did an episode of, it was kind of dedicated to Drake's song, Nice For What, that we found out.
Yes.
And pretty much Drake's reaction to the show was the same reaction that we kind of had about this.
Yes.
It was pretty much like, I am too high for this.
Yes. Like, this is crazy. Can you imagine? I mean, yeah, I don't even know how famous people think
right.
on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
But you're watching a dope show that you like, and they start talking about you. You're like,
right.
What?
Right.
I mean, I'm this sure it happens to famous people a lot, because a lot of things do that, but...
Let's say if I'm watching Office.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And all of a sudden...
They start talking about you.
They start doing stuff. I'm like, okay, they're in Louisville, Kentucky. They're going to the liquor store that kind of looks like, you know, Westport. What is going on?
Yeah.
What is that? What? It's kind of like just freaking them out and everything. So it was a good show. It was definitely a good show. I started watching Lost. I called in the TMS because I was actually working from home because I was on my liquid diet and I didn't want to be grumpy. Shaz wasn't streaming. So Shaz wasn't streaming. So I ended up listening to TMS and they were talking about, I guess, buffets or something like that. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to call in because I wanted to talk about the whole Wild Wild Country or something like that. The documentary we watched with the cult.
Yeah, Wild Wild Country.
Wild Wild Country. And I was like, talking about the whole buffet scenario when the whole city got sick.
Yes.
And I was like, man. And we started talking about it a little bit, but I didn't want to spoil it because Brian didn't. Hadn't seen it yet, but apparently I called in and it was when they were going to do the game spot.
Oh.
And so I was the caller and I didn't know it. So I just dialed in just to talk about that. And it was like, well, you're our contestant. So the question was the 10 stations of Dharma, and I had to guess the number that Scott would get correct, and which is an easy way to win, because you can just say one, you know.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, I'm a winner.
Right.
And so, but I like for it to be fun, you know, and then also find out that Lost was one of Scott's top 10 shows of all times. I said, I was going to say 5, and I was like, you know what? This is his favorite show. Let's go 7, you know? So, but he ended up, you know, I ended up being a winner.
He ended up pulling it out.
Yep. He got 6, but he, you know, I don't know what happened. I guess
winning a chicken dinner.
But yeah, I ended up winning, and I got, you know, some games and stuff like that. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
To be doing that.
And you started Lost.
And so, yeah, from that, they were like, you should watch it again, because I watched the first season when it first came out, because I remember it came out because it was the year Benjamin was born. And so I was watching it. And when I got to the end of season 1, I was like, you know what? They didn't tell us what the monster is that's going around. They're never going to tell us what the monster is. This is a waste of my freaking time. And I refuse to give his show any more of my time.
You were like, I'm done.
I think I may have watched the first. I was like, well, maybe they'll do it in the first show or the second season. They'll explain what the monster is. And they didn't. And I was like, F this show. I refuse to watch it. I refuse. So the good part is that I can binge it now, with the expectation that I'm not going to find out what's going to happen. So anyway, I'm just,
yeah,
we'll see.
So we'll see how far I binged it and finished it. And I mean,
did you regret it?
No, but I tell you what, I'm still mad at Arrow for spoiling it.
I don't remember what Arrow said.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't remember what Arrow said.
It was like the first or second episode of Arrow, and I was watching it, and they spoiled the ending, and I was so pissed because I could not forget it.
So
I tried to forget it.
I don't remember. Where I am, I think I'm on episode 9. We just went through the House of Sun, where they talked about Sun's story.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the blonde hair dude. That's like I call him the Matthew McConaughey wannabe. What's his name? The blonde dude.
Sawyer.
I call him the Matthew McConaughey wannabe.
I don't know.
So I just saw his story where he was doing some stuff and then he was like, I'm not doing this job anymore. And then he left. So that was the... Oh, and Saeed's story.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw Saeed's story and the woman's picture and everything else. And he met someone on the island and she caught him.
Right.
So where Saeed was like, I don't need to be here. I need to be alone. You know... I was with the National Guard of the Republic Guard. Blah. I'm a badass.
Oh my gosh.
But anyway, so yeah, that's kind of what.
I do want to give a shout out to Costco Skirt Steak, though.
What's up, Costco?
What up, Costco?
Skirt Steaks.
So they have this like skirt steak prepackaged. I don't remember the brand, of course, but. It's been marinating in the marinade. I don't know how long it's been marinated. So because it's been marinated in this marinade for, you know, weeks probably,
mm-hmm.
We grill it. It is the most tender steak I have ever had in my entire life. It is so good. And it's still tender when you heat it up in the microwave.
Oh, you had some for lunch today?
Yes.
Really?
And it's still tender. I like don't heat it up for like 3 minutes or anything. I heated up mine for like 2, but I had other stuff in there too.
Right.
So a minute and a half probably good if you do it by itself.
Don't eat all the steak now.
I'm not.
Save me a little bit.
I'm not. So shout out to Costco Skirt Steak.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And shout out to D, my brother in law,
told
me about the Costco Skirt Steak.
Yep.
I do want to bring up something that I read on CNN.
All right, go ahead.
It was an article talking about how some black people are being unapologetically black. Like Beyonce, for instance, for Bape, for Baychella.
Uh-huh.
She had, her show was drenched in blackness.
Right.
And she didn't stop to explain anything for anyone. It's like, there were a lot of people that wouldn't get what the show was about. But she didn't care. It's all about blackness. Uh-huh. There was somebody else that was unapologetically black. I can't remember who else it was. But it's like, we shouldn't have to, you know, hold ourselves in because we care about what other people think of us. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, there was this one woman talking about how she didn't want to eat chicken, her Popeyes, at work. She's like, what's it going to look like me sitting here munching on chicken leg and I'm black? So she talked to her friend on IM about it and everything. And they're like, just do you. So she sat there and ate the chicken. She reminded me about somebody won't buy watermelon at the store.
So
we
have a couple of family members that don't like when we ask them to buy bananas for us.
Yes.
I think your dad may be one of the people that don't like really seeing people buy a watermelon.
Yeah.
You know.
And I get it. I do. But sometimes I want some daggone bananas and some daggone watermelon.
Right.
So, whatever. I'm just like, I know that was a stereotype that was put on people.
I mean, because even Scott in Utah, apparently somebody put up a article, a classified article of a watermelon scarecrow. You know, protect your melons is what it said. And it was a scarecrow that looked like a Klansman.
That's wonderful. That's so great.
So that's, there you as Scott says, it's Podunk, Utah. So it's like, you know, it was like, you know, Back Hills, Utah, according to Scott. I mean, it's still out there. I mean, it's whatever.
So I'm pretty much unapologetically black. Like, I don't curb my blackness, I don't think. But
I'll let the people from BAP judge you on that.
Yeah. Judge me. My black card is thoroughly ensconced in my
person. And I know Aaron and Teddy right now are like,
you may not have my black card.
I'm gonna whoop your ass when I see you.
You may not have it. I don't know. There's a lot I could say on a lot of things, but I'm gonna let BAP handle that because they know that better than anybody.
I'm playing. We love the guys at BAP and the ladies at BAP.
Of course we love the guys at BAP.
And Ryan did an amazing job on their logo as
Thanks,
well.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yep.
All right.
On our logo and on their logo. All right. So
you ready? You go first. It is time for Would You Rather.
Would You Rather. Man, we need some music.
No, because
for Would You Rather. I don't even know. This is like 4 minutes long.
Oh, so this is a dumb question. I'm just gonna say this because it's dumb.
So
I'm not gonna ask this. It's a dumb question.
Okay.
Would you rather jump into a pool of chocolate pudding or a pool of mud?
Well, you gotta look at what it's up under. It's up under kids.
Ah, okay.
So it's questions for kids.
Okay, but still.
All right. So, Renee, would you rather have bad breath and body odor for the entire day, or be completely naked?
Bad breath and bad body odor.
All right. This
somebody from 15 feet away can't tell that you have bad breath and bad body odor.
Okay.
Somebody 30 feet away can look at you and tell you ain't got no clothes on.
Right.
Okay. And it's cold.
All right.
So, I mean, that was pretty easy.
Okay.
What about you?
I go with the bad breath and body odor.
Okay.
Is what I would do. Okay. I mean, nobody wants to see this, man. I'll get locked up. Yeah. Don't let me
down. Well, I think
down.
All of us would.
Been locked up.
Okay. Let me think. This one's kind of funny. Hold on. Oh, this is kind of funny. I'm going to just ask you because it's a funny question. Kind of know the answer already. Would you rather be the circus person who puts their head in the lion's mouth
or the clown that is shot
out of a cannon?
Shoot me out of a cannon.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay, I should probably.
I didn't want to hear what the second option was. I was like, no, just shoot me out, whatever. No, lion, no, 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 no.
Okay.
You could have been like, walk a high, walk a tightrope. I would have been like, sure. It's fine.
Okay. This is funny. This is my last one. This is for real. I already know the answer, but I got to ask you. Would you rather go to your 20-year class reunion and nobody remember who you are, or have everybody comment on how old you look? Like, either no one knows who the heck you are and they can't remember you, and they're like, what the heck is that? Or they're like, oh, hey, man, you look so much older than I thought you'd look.
No.
What would you like? I didn't think it was going to be that hard for you. I thought it was going
to
be an easy one.
Well, do I have to go to the reunion?
Yes. Yes. You're going to the reunion. You just have to pick one of those scenarios.
I just rather people tell me how old I am. Because that way I'll be like, I have like a list. I'll be like, F you, F you, F you. He's like, you know what? No time for you. No time for you.
That's how you find petty out who you don't need to talk to.
You know what? F you. Yep, you're on my shit list.
That's who you don't need to do to accept those little fake Facebook friend requests.
Exactly. From. Yeah, I'll deal with that. That. Yeah, I'll go with that.
I go with nobody remember who I am. I will come in.
Because you don't want to talk to anybody.
Nobody remembers me. I will get some food and sit the quarter and look at everybody.
You'll walk in, they'll be like, no, you're not Renee Valentine or like, Renee
yep.
Crocker.
Like, yep, I am. And like, I have my ID and I show it and I go in the corner.
They'll be like,
and nobody will talk to me.
They'll be like, this bitch trying to get up in here.
No, that is not food. What it says in the freaking question.
All right.
So that's our would you rather for today.
All right. So if you guys want to reach out to us, you can reach us by email. The email address is thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed also is Valentinecast. Where's our Facebook page, babe?
Facebook page is facebook.com/valentinecast. Video of this and previous episodes can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. Jay's Twitter feed is the cowboy, that's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I, and my Twitter feed is the ice flow, and we are not on the gram.
Yep, and so I'm taking notes. Young. We got the books for Miss Nikki Moore out there. Go check it out. Huge thank you to the folks at Pre-Lights Music for letting us use their music for intro and outro. Also, Kilograph. Oh my God. Can you help me, babe? Can you help me out?
What? With what?
Is Kilograph.
It is.
I did fine last week.
Telegraph.
Kilograph.
Kilograph. Kilograph.
Ink. So go check them
calligraphy
out. Calligraphy. That's right. Calligraphy. Say
calligraphy.
Thank you so much, babe.
You're welcome.
The bourbon's kicking in.
Let out the Y on the
calligraphy.
No. Calligraphy.
What? Calligraphy.
Calligraphy.
Spelled calligraphy.
I added the Y so that.
Yep. So there. Go check her out and the amazing work that she's doing. She did for our logo. Go check out the book with for Nikki. I think I'm like 12% into the first book. I tell you, I'm gonna be on book 3 by 2022.
Nikki gonna give me heart palpitations.
Anyway, I don't need to hear all that.
Scenarios.
Whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
Valen Tavern, we love you.
Nipples. She talks about that in the book.
Nipples. Oh, nice. Are they voluptuous nipples?
I just want to say, I'm glad we're doing this every week.
All right. And you also like to say
boobs.
And you also like to say Valen Tavern, we love you. Thank you all for watching. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you all next week.
Bye.
Peace. And where's the stop button?